Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vov. Shloshet Dvarim Rabbi Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. You have this pattern in a few places, Mishnayis, where Rabbi Gamliel, who's L'chayr, the Enikel of Hillel, and he should go with Shitas Beis Hillel, afilo achi was Machmir, Givis Zachin, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. It might also have something to do, just a ha'ora. Rabbi Gamliel, in the Mishnah, is a brother-in-law of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was married to Ima Sholom, the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. And what's the nusach of the Gemara about Rabbi Elazar, Hagodlo, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, is that he's Shamuti. Pashtus, that means, because later on the Gemara in Bracha says that he was put into Nidui from the Chachomim because he didn't go with the Psak of the Roiv. But there are those that are mefarish that Shamuti means that he followed the Psochem of Beis Shammai. So it could be that it has something to do with Rabbi Gamliel in certain cases being Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Not Mukhrach, just because he was a great-great-grandson of Hillel himself, that he followed all the Psochem of Beis Hillel. Remember that when we have Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it's a Machlokes between the Beis Medrash, the Talmidim of Hillel, and the Talmidim of Shammai. In any case, over here we have that he was Machmir in three things in Hilchus Yom Tiv, Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Ein toimin esacham miyomtiv l'shabbos. Remember that cooking and baking are mutter from yomtiv to Shabbos by the with the erev tavshilin. Midiraisa we explained what would be the din, and midirabbonon certainly there's the hacker of the erev tavshilin, which is mater hachona. The basis of Chumras Ben Shammai is this. He holds that just making a tikkun, making a hacker with a tafshil that one says the bracha and one puts aside that this should be held off for Shabbos and this should be the hachonah for Suda Shabbos is not enough for Afi and Atmona. He holds that a dover mevushel, take a cooked egg or a cooked piece of chicken, helps for cooking on Yom Tiv Shechalias Be'er Shabbos. Afi, you have to take a matzah, you have to take something baked and put that aside for Shabbos. And you have to take a dova hamutman, you have to take something which is wrapped up. Patmono is the issue of wrapping something up, even where it contains the heat, adds to the heat. Kimbur and Perek Bametoimdin in Shabbos. That you need dova hamutman. That's a separate issue, even though it's really otu bishul, but it needs a min bifnei atzmai. Beis Hillel holds not that way. Beis Hillel holds that with the tavshil itself is enough of a hekka yaitza the dinner of tavshil legabi all the different achonas that you would want to do. Lemaisa, there's an interesting machlek sushainim. It could be that hatmona is otu bishul, and that's why a tavshil works even for hatmona. But what about for afia? Afia is something else. Now you could say afia is the same thing as bishul. Afia bishul, it's even a shaila in the Mishnah and Shabbos and Perek Lagodl. The melocha is listed as Oife, even though in the Mishkan it was Bishul, it was the Bishul of the Samamonim. So the Av Malacha of Bishul and Afia are interchangeable. It's possible one's an Av, one's a Tola, but they're really both the same idea. So there's a Machloikis, Tois says Tushit Sandaf Yud Zayin, Ri Rabbeinu Tam, is the Kula of Beis Hillel that the Eriv Tavshin works with Tavshul Levad enough for Hatmon and for Afir, or for Afir you need a matzah. Halacha psuka is that all you need is a tafshal. That's the way we said it at the beginning of the perek. We would say something like that sheet. Lamaisa, there's two sheets brought down. They're both brought in Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuv Chav Zayin. Lechetchil, of course, we take a tafshal. We take a cooked piece of something and a matzah. And that's what we make Erev Tavshilin with. Lamaisa, if you do with a tafshal, it helps for everything, according to Halacha psuka. That's the first chumrah. Beis Shammai is not to be able to use for hatmona the dova hamavushal. Ve'en zeikvin is hamenoira be'yomtiv. A menoira, they had a kli, there were parts that were put together. They snapped together or they screwed together. And Beis Shammai, l'choritz d'rabonon, holds yesh binyin bekelim. And therefore, to put it together, even though you're not planning on permanently leaving the menorah that way, if it was permanent, could be there would be a malach deraisa. But it's not. It's something that's undone. And therefore, it's only midirabonon, but lemaisa according to Beis Shammai, it's also. Zkifa means to put it together. You're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Ve'ein oifin pitin gritzin elo rikikin. One is not allowed to, the shita Beis Shammai is bake Gritzin means thick. I don't know what the etymology of the word is. Thicker loaves, which is more of a tircha, even though one's a lot of bake, but you should bake ba'ofen where it's not a tircha. Elo rikikin, rikikin the loshna toiru by carbon toido is, or by carbon mincha, a thin loaves. So rikikin, you should make it thinner, it's easier. Omar Rabban Gamliel, mi yemein shal beis abba lehoyo ofen pitin gritzin, elo rikikin. I never saw bebeis abba in the house of my father that they should bake. They never made the loaves that are more tirch, elu rikikin. So that's where he got that chumr from. Omru lo the chacham told him, anasa lebeis avicha, we hear. But what should we do with the hanhoga of beis avicha, shei machmin al atzmon? Umikin lechol Yisrael, they accepted a chumr on themselves. Lia is oifin pitin gritzin vachoyri. Vachoyri is a thicker loaf that's baked over gecholm. It seems like it's even more of a tircha. And they will make even that. Now, just a word of Hezber, when we say Beis Avicha, the father of Rabban Gamliel, we said before, Spistomius, that the Rabban Gamliel of the Mishnah is Rabban Gamliel the Yavna. That's usually the case, the one who's the Shvoga of Levis of Ben Hurkanis. His father's Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. It's not the Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel that's most often mentioned in Mishnah. It's important to know the Seder Hadaris. In Pirkei Avos especially, it's confusing. There's Hillel HaZokin. Obviously, there's the Beis Hillel. But as far as the Nesiim is concerned, the first Nasi, successor of Hillel, his son, is called Shimon Benoi. He's called in Pirkei Avos. He's not called Shimon Ben Hillel, and he's not called Rabban Shimon. He's called Shimon. Godol mi Rabban Shmoi. Then there's the first Rabban Gamliel. That's Rabban Gamliel HaZokin. He's mentioned sometimes in the Mishnah, but not too often. Rabban Gamliel, he lived b'Yimei HaBayis. Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, his son, was one of the Asor HaRugei Malchus, was killed the end of the by the Chorban. Rabban Gamliel, that we just said, Rabban Gamliel, the Yavne, in the first Tkufa in Yavne after Chorban Beis HaMikdash, together with the Gedolei Hador, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, were Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanis and Rabbi Yeshua. He's a colleague of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Then we have Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who's most often mentioned in the Mishnah. It's his son. He's the father of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi. Afu Omar Shloshe Dvarim L'Hokul. He also said, when the Mishnah says as a Chiddush, there were three kulas that he paskin like, and he said them. Mechabdin Ben Amitois. And he's saying these three kulas keneged, the end of the Mishnah says, V'chachom HaMoisvim. So here he's the one that's standing against the Chachom L'Hokul. First of all, Mechabdim Ben Amitos, they used to eat on couches, like you have in Arvei Pesach and other places in Chas. And the food would fall on the floor. They would want to sweep the floor. The floor was earth very often, and by sweeping, one could be Mashve Gumois, which is Boinem. Could smooth out the earth. Could smooth out a hole that's in the floor. Lemaisa, since that was the eating space, it's not Mestabe that there's a big enough hole. They will make them. Or Rabban Gamliel holds that they were mekel. The Gemara is mavur. The Rav brings that this was only on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, even he wasn't mekel. To say it's bad to call it a, even if it's a psikreisha, it's certainly a malach shein tzvich legufa, according to those that are matir malach shein tzvich legufa, and it's certainly only a chash. So mela on Shabbos, they were machmir. Yom Tov, he was mekel. We mentioned this before, that the din of oichel nefesh is acha sheyochel l'chol nefesh. It has to be dov ha'shova l'chol nefesh. Something that's common usage. Mugmar was something that only the higher-ups used at the end of a suda, and therefore it wasn't shova l'chol nefesh. He held that it's okay. He held that that's called tzarech oichel nefesh. The Chacham held not. This has nothing to do with Hilchas Yom Tov, but the Chachomim held that roasting a gdi, mekulas means with something hanging on it. It had the me'ayim hanging next to it. That's the way Karban Pesach was roasted. So the Chachomim hold that this gzeir, it's going to look like somebody's bringing a Karban Pesach out of the Beis HaMikdosh, shchut echutz. And he holds nobody's going to be chayshish. So mainly he held ice and gedim kulas b'leilei psachim v'chacham meisvim. So these are three kulas. So all these three lechayr the halacha should be like the chachamim. Shaz, how are we allowed to sweep floors? So it's a discussion in Paiskim. There's a discussion in Paiskim. Some hold that any floor that's paved, our floors are not dirt, one is allowed to sweep. Some hold that no. Even the floors that are not paved, one is not allowed to sweep, unless it's a place where roiv of the houses are paved, tiled, paved, whatever it is, but not earth. And that would be the case by us. There are other gzeiros, by the way, also being mashve gumois. Playing, let's say, marbles on the ground is not so pashut, because over there also, when you're rolling something along the floor, or kickball, when you're rolling something along the floor, there's a chshash mashvuya gumos. It's not so pashut. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that most of the kids are playing on paved areas. If it's on grass, it's not so pashut. But if it's on a paved area, l'chara, roiv of our streets and our areas are paved and covered, so that one is allowed to do. That's one halacha. The other halacha of Gdi Mekulas Balele Psochim is Taka Osir. And because of that, there's a minig by Reuve of Klal Yisrael not to have anything roasted Leil Pesach. And the din of Enish Shovel Chol Nefesh, we're machmir. And like we said a few Mishnahs ago, that's where the discussion of smoking on Yom Tov would come into play. If it's not any more Shovel Chol Nefesh, so then L'chayr should not be mutter.